Sabbath blessings, everyone. Can you hear me? Yes, praise the Lord. It's time for children's study. And before we start, let us open with a prayer. And if you can kneel, please kneel.
Okay, if you can, please kneel. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the Sabbath day. We thank you for the blessings that you have given us this past week. We pray that you may guide us with the Holy Spirit. Father, bless us during this study as well as the coming with your Holy Spirit to understand the truth and to guide us into all righteousness and love and mercy and peace and comfort. And we lift up all the unspoken, Father, and all the prayer requests that they may be answered according to thy will. And we pray again that you may continue to help us and bless this service. And in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
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 You have to say amen.
Amen. So, thank God, we all thank God for this beautiful Sabbath day today. Nice weather outside. It's sunny outside. We had 4 days of rain. Was it 4 days? 5 days.
Yeah, like 10 inches.
10 inches of rain here. So, praise the Lord that we finally have a good weather today. And if you have any praises, please post them in the wall. Do you have any praise, Jade? Okay, come on. Your praise.
I praise for the flowers and the yummy and juicy watermelon, my glasses, my pocket where I can put my glasses, and I can pray for the food for the family, and Jesus for the Holy Spirit.
And
amen. Amen.
But mommy, I just like trying to pray.
Jojo, you have a prayer?
I
want to praise the Lord for good health and for the protection for our of the food in our table, the travel mercies, for wonderful fellowship with the brethren recently. And so let's read some of the praises here. Oh, prayer requests from Sister Jenna. Unspokens, many unspokens and prayers for my cat. He's bitten by a snake. Oh, no. Praying for your cat, sister.
Praying by a snake.
Luna wants to praise the Lord for animals and for healing Grandpa. Praise the Lord.
Luna's Grandpa.
Luna's Grandpa.
Who's Grandpa? Yay, my.
If you have other praises, just post it in the wall. For our story today, we'll ask Brother Joe to post. Oh, and the wall. Where's Brother Joe?
What are you talking about?
Brother Joe here? Sister Fran wants to praise the Lord for my salvation and the joy of my salvation. Praise the Lord. Lawrence wants to praise the Lord for keeping the work going, even when the enemy tries his hardest to discourage God's people. Praise the Lord. Okay. And Sister Mindy wants to praise the Lord for this beautiful sunny Sabbath, a day to rest and be refreshed. My salvation, health, and protection. Praise the Lord, Sister Mindy. Sister Jenna wants to praise the Lord for peace. And Gabriel Isaias wants to praise the Lord for the rain this week. We had a lot of rain this week. Brother Tal wants to praise the Lord for the long-suffering, mercy, grace, and kind-heartedness. Praise the Lord. Damien wants to praise the Lord for loving us, for plants, helping us prepare for Sabbath, and healing he is giving my grandpa, and being so merciful to us all. Amen. Praise the Lord. He is so merciful to us. And also, our brother Gabriel Isaias wants to praise the Lord for the cool weather. Amen. Any other praises? All right, let's start. Our story today is titled, Jesus is Born. It is based at Matthew 1, chapter 1, verses 18 to 25, and Luke 2, chapter 2, verses 1 to 20. All right. Joseph didn't know what to do when he found out that Mary was going to have a baby. He knew that he wasn't the father, and he thought he should probably break his engagement with Mary. But he decided to do this very privately so Mary wouldn't be disgraced. Then one night, God sent an angel to Joseph in a dream. "Joseph, son of David," said the angel, "don't be afraid to marry Mary. The child she's going to have is God's son. You must call him Jesus, because he is the one who will save his people from sin." When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel said and married Mary. It would have been nice then if the two of them could have settled down in a little house in Nazareth and waited for Jesus to be born. But that's not how things worked. Instead, the Roman Emperor Caesar Augustus sent out a command that everyone in the land had to be counted. Furthermore, they had to be counted in the town their ancestors came from. This meant that Joseph had to go to Bethlehem because it was the town David came from, and David was Joseph's ancestor. Mary had to go with him and be counted too. So together, they made the long, hard trip. When they got to Bethlehem, the town was overflowing with other people who had come to be counted too. Mary and Joseph couldn't find a place to stay. Finally, the person who ran the inn said that they could stay in the stable. Just outside town were some fields where shepherds kept their sheep. Shepherds didn't know anything special had happened. They were just doing their job and looking after their sheep as usual. Then all at once, God's angel appeared to them, and God's glory shone like a great light all around them. The shepherds were scared to death. "Don't be afraid," said the angel. "I bring you good news, news of great joy that will be shared with all people. Today in David's town, a Savior has been born, and he is Christ the Lord. And here is how you can be sure. You will find a baby who is wrapped in swaddling clothes and laying in a manger." Then a big crowd of angels appeared, all praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth to all whom he loves." Of course, the shepherds were terribly excited, and soon as the angels had gone, they began saying to one another, "Let's go down to Bethlehem and see this thing that the angel told us about." So they hurried in the town and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in manger. They told Mary and Joseph what the angel said, and they told a lot of other people too. It was such good news that they just couldn't keep it to themselves. Finally, though, they went back to their fields, praising God for everything that had happened. And Mary remembered all these things and thought about it. Amen. Before we start our quiz, we will sing for the Lord. Jada, sing.
Let's sing, Jojo?
Yes.
All right, let's sing.
What you say, Mommy?
Here.
You'll give me what?
Will you stand here?
But what about Daddy? He's here.
All right, we will sing, and he cometh.
When he cometh to make up his jewels, all his jewels, precious jewels, his loved and his own. Like the stars of the morning, his bright crown adorning, they shall shine in their beauty, bright gems for his crown. He will gather the gems for his kingdom. All the pure ones, all the bright ones, his love and his own. Like the stars of the morning, his bright crown adorning, they shall shine as a beauty, bright gems for his crown. Little children, who love their Redeemer, are the jewels, precious jewels, his love and his own. Like the stars of the morning, his bright crown adorning, they shall shine in their beauty, bright gems for his crown.
Amen. All right, let's start with our quiz. Number one, which Caesar was ruling Rome at the time of Jesus Christ's birth? A. Julius Caesar, B. Augustus, or C. Tiberius?
Mommy, what is it? Mommy, remember it? What is it?
B. Is it A, B, or C?
Is it C?
The answer is B. That's correct. Augustus Caesar.
I just said B in the bottom.
Number two. When one belonged to the house and line of David, where did one go to register for census or to be counted? A. Bethlehem, B. Nazareth, or C. Gethsemane. When one belonged to the house and line of David, where did one go to register for the census?
A.
Is it A. Bethlehem, B. Nazareth, or C. Gethsemane?
A.
The answer is
A.
A. Everybody got it correct.
But I said it.
Yes, you can see it.
Good job, everyone. Number three. Number three. Where did Mary place her little son and how did she dress him? Where did Mary place her little son and how did she dress him? A. In her house in Nazareth, wrapped in a hay, or B. In a manger, wrapped in a cloth. Everybody answered B, and the answer is B, in a manger wrapped in a cloth. Number four. Why were the shepherds that were guiding their flock at night afraid? A. An angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. B. They were surrounded by wild animals. Or C. An angel appeared and warned them not to seek the child. A, B, or C. Why were the shepherds that were guiding their flock at night afraid? An angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. That's the answer. It's A. Good job, guys. Next is number five. What were the shepherds doing when the angel appeared to them? What were the shepherds doing when the angel appeared to them? A. They were eating and drinking. B. They were sleeping. Or C. Watching their flocks by night.
Night. C.
That's good, Jay. That's correct. Everybody answered C. Watching their flocks by night.
I know this.
Next question, number six. When the shepherds found the baby in the manger, what did they do? A. They spread the word about what they had been told about the child. B. They kept Jesus Christ's birth as a secret. Or C. They forgot about it and moved on with their day activities.
Move on.
No.
What is it?
It is A. They spread the word about what they have been told about. Number seven. Why didn't Mary lay her firstborn son in the inn? A. Is it because the inn was too far away? Or B. The inn had no room? Or C. Mary needed to rest? Why didn't Mary lay her firstborn son in the inn? The inn was too far away? Or B. The inn had no room? Or C. Mary needed to rest.
I think.
What's the answer?
B.
The answer is B. That's correct. The inn had no room. There were too many people in the same place at the same time, so they have no place to rest.
What is
the answer?
I thought it was B.
Everybody said B, that's correct. For our bonus question, we have a bonus question. Why was Jesus born in a manger? Type your answer. Why was Jesus born in a manger?
What's the answer?
So, why was Jesus born in a manger? Because there was no room in the inn. That's correct. How about the lesson from it? But the Lord allowed Jesus to be born in a manger. What lesson you learned from it? To show he's humble and meager even the time he was born. Amen. Answer. Jesus was humble. Yes, amen. So why was the Savior and King born in place where animals kept? Surely God's Son deserved a high profile birth, right? In the most elegant of surroundings. But instead, God's own Son made his appearance on earth in the lowliest of circumstances. This humble birth conveys an amazing message. Instead of coming to earth as a pampered, privileged ruler, Jesus was born in meekness as one of us. He is approachable, accessible, available. No palace gates bar the way to him. No ring of guards prevents or approach. The King of Kings came humbly, and his first bed was a manger. So God is amazing God. He is our great example. We need to live humbly as well, simply, just like Jesus.
Mommy, what is it?
Amen. All right. Thank you, everybody. Great lessons from the story. Hope we are all blessed. And let's have Sister Mindy for the review of the Ten Commandments.
Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. Can you hear me? You may come in across loud and clear. Praise the Lord. What a beautiful Sabbath. It's so sunny and beautiful here. This study is going to be a two-part study. And it's going to be about you break one commandment, you break them all. We've done this before, but it's been a long time since we've done this study. So I thought it'd be nice to go over it again. And we're focusing on the fourth commandment. And the reason being is most proclaimed Christians believe that they should keep 9 of the 10 commandments. But when it comes to the fourth commandment, they forget it. Like God prophesied they would when he put in that commandment, remember. He knew that they would forget that commandment. So this is the commandment we're going to go over regarding you break one, you break all. So, Brother Joe, if you want to get us started with the first question. By breaking the Sabbath, you break all of God's 10 commandments. True or false? Very good. It's true. You break all of them. And the Bible verse for that is, wait for Brother Joe to put it in the room. It's James 2:10. For whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all. We must have a little lag. A lot of the people are getting their answer in. I'll wait a little bit longer for you guys to get your answer in. I think we have a little bit of a lag going. All right, question number 2. If you work on the Sabbath, which commandment are you breaking? Which commandment are you breaking if you work on the Sabbath? Very good. You're breaking the fourth commandment. And the fourth commandment is, it's Exodus 28 through 11. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Question number 3. If man takes this day for his own, which is actually God's holy day, he is then blank. Many people take the Sabbath for their own day, for shopping, for sports, for just doing their own pleasure. So they're doing what? What are they doing? Very good. They're stealing. They're stealing God's holy day when they take it for their own. Question number 4. Therefore, he is breaking which commandment? Which commandment is regarding stealing? Teaches us not to steal. Very good. That is commandment number 8. And that commandment is, thou shalt not steal. And that's Exodus 20:15. Question number 5. Before a man can steal, he must first desire the object for stealing. You cannot steal without being envious or desiring to have that which is not yours. When a man desires to have the seventh day Sabbath of God for his own day, he is what? He's doing what? Very good. He is coveting. He wants to have that day for his own, and it doesn't belong to him. And the Bible verse for that is, next question. Question number 6. He is breaking which commandment? Which commandment teaches us not to covet? Very good. That's commandment number 10. And that Bible verse for commandment number 10 is Exodus 20:17. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Question number 7. The man that breaks commandment number 4 places himself before the Lord's will as well when he steals from him. That means he makes himself a what? He's putting himself before God. So he's making himself what? I'm waiting for some people to put their answers in. Very good. He's making himself a god. If he thinks he's more important than God, he's making himself a god. Next question. He is then guilty of breaking which commandment? Which commandment is he breaking when he's making himself a god? Very good. He's breaking commandment number one. And the Bible verse for that is Exodus 22-3. I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Next question. The man that breaks the Lord's Sabbath then causes his own Sabbath to become the truth. In so doing, he makes God out to be the liar by declaring his own Sabbath greater than God's. Man is not a god, so he can only be an idol at best. When man steals from God, whether it be a holy day or an attempt at his character, he is placing himself in the place of God. But when man places himself above God and steals his holy day as his own day, then man makes himself an idol that stands supreme above his God. True or false? Very good. It's true. Question number 10. Which commandment teaches us not to worship idols? Which commandment teaches us not to worship idols? Very good. That is commandment number 2. And the Bible verse for that is Exodus 20:4-6. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Question number 11. As we know, the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. Is it not a vain use of his day as well as his name to break such a day he calls his holy day? True or false? Very good. It's true. And next question. Truth is, his name is actually inside the fourth commandment twice. First off, it's in the word Sabbath itself, which is what? What is God's name that's in the Sabbath? Wait for some people to get their answer in. Very good. It's Abba. It's another name for God. Question number 13. If you look closely, you will see his name is found within the Sabbath commandment as well. It is placed there in the same manner a president would claim authority when his signature is placed upon a document. For example, when the President of the United States signs a bill into law, he'll sign it name, like George Washington, title, President, Territory of the United States of America. Absolutely every document must be signed and sealed in this manner for it to be an official legal document. The name of the official, the title, and the territory. And next. Does our God use this method as well? Yes or no? Very good. Yes, he does. Next question. Next question. Truth is, yes, he does. In fact, this is how mankind learned how to place official seals upon documents thousands of years ago. Looking in the fourth commandment, we find the following. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth. And that's Exodus 20:11. What is his name? So if you use the fourth commandment, for in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth. What is his name? Very good. In that verse, his name is Lord. For example, I am the Lord. That is my name. Isaiah 42:8. Next question. What is his title? In that verse, what is his title? The Lord made heaven and earth. What would you say his title is? If he made everything, what is his title? Now, we're not talking about territory. We're talking about his title. What's another word for somebody who made something? Or starts with a C. Creator! Very good. His title is Creator. He created everything, right? All right, next question. Notice the Lord made heaven and earth in the above verse, which means Creator. He is the Creator. Next question. Next question. What is his territory? According to that verse, the Lord made heaven and earth. Very good. His territory is heaven and earth. Notice heaven and earth in the above verse. So that is his territory. Next question. So, when man breaks the seventh-day Sabbath, he is actually taking the Lord's name in what? Very good. He's taking the Lord's name in vain. Next question. I believe this is the last question. He is guilty of breaking which commandment? Which commandment tells us not to take the Lord's name in vain? Very good. That is commandment number 3. And the Bible verse for that is Exodus 27. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Very good. All right, let's go on to our 10 commandments, and we'll finish this study next Sabbath. And I'm going to read the commandment. You tell me which one it is. Which commandment is, thou shalt have no other gods before me? Which commandment is thou shalt have no other gods before me? Very good. That is commandment number one. Which commandment is thou shalt not steal? Which commandment is thou shalt not steal? You should not take anything that does not belong to you. Very good. That is commandment number eight. Which commandment is remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy? 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Very good. That is commandment number four. Which commandment is thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house? Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Which commandment is that? Very good. That is commandment number 10. Which commandment is thou shalt not commit adultery? Thou shalt not commit adultery. Which commandment is that? Very good. That is commandment number 7. Which commandment is honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee? The commandment with a promise. Which commandment is that? Very good. That is commandment number 5. Which commandment is thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor? In other words, thou shalt not lie. Which commandment is that? Very good. That is commandment number 9. Which commandment is thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth? Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children under the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Very good. That is commandment number 2. Which commandment is thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain? For the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Very good. That is commandment number 3. And the last one. Which commandment is thou shalt not kill? The same as thou shalt not commit murder, or should not hate anybody in your heart. It's the same as committing murder. Which commandment is that? Very good. That is commandment number 6. You guys did a great job. Praise the Lord. And remember to share your testimonies. This is Testimony Sabbath. Praise the Lord. So this is going to be an awesome, awesome testimony Sabbath. Have a beautiful Sabbath, everyone. I love you all, and God bless.
Thank you, Sister Mindy, and everybody for answering all the questions. Before we close with a prayer, we will ask the kids to sing.
Hey, come on, Jojo. Ready? Read your Bible, ready, sing.
Read your Bible, pray every day. Pray every day. Pray every day. Read your Bible, pray every day.
And you grow, grow,
grow.
And you grow,
grow, grow. And you grow, grow, grow. Read your Bible, pray every day.
And you grow,
grow, grow.
Reject your Bible,
forget to pray, forget to pray,
forget to pray.
Reject your Bible, forget to pray,
and you shrink,
shrink,
shrink.
And you shrink, shrink, shrink.
And you shrink,
shrink, shrink.
Reject your Bible, forget to pray, and you shrink,
shrink,
shrink. Read every day, and you grow,
grow,
grow.
Amen. We'll ask Brother Ryan to close with the prayer. If you can kneel, please kneel.
Okay. Hey, everybody, please kneel again if you can. Heavenly Father, we thank you again for the Sabbath day. We pray that it may be glorious and beautiful to all, and that we may rejoice and praise you for what you've done for us, and that we may be edified, by the coming praises and testimonies, Father, that there be many of them. Please let us be able to rejoice in what you've done for your people and see how your hand moves. And we just pray again and thank thee and bless us with the Holy Spirit to comfort us the rest of the Sabbath, to bring us close to your presence. And in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
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 Have a blessing.
God bless.
God bless.